我最近在研究的 AI 产品。
I have been researching AI products recently.
我跟大家分享一下。
I would like to share with you
不是 ChatGPT，不是 CloudCode
not tragedy, not clock.
这些，而是 Excel。我觉得 Excel 是一个被大家严重低估了的产品。
These are Excel. I think Excel is a very underrated product.
这听上去有点反直觉。
It sounds a bit like a reflection.
感觉 Excel 是上一代的老产品。
Excel is an old product of the previous generation.
为什么在最新的时代还要研究这个老产品呢？
Why is this old product still being researched in recent times?
但我其实告诉大家，
I actually told everyone.
就是我越研究越发现 Excel 是一个非常有价值的产品。首先，Excel 是1985年左右 Microsoft 发明出来的。
The more I research, the more I realize that Excel is a very valuable tool. It was invented by Microsoft around 1985.
它能存活这么长时间，被大家广泛应用，就说明
He can survive this time period, which means that
它是经过时间考验的，存在即合理。
It is a concept that has stood the test of time and is therefore reasonable.
第二点是什么呢？就是纵观美国过去30年的 B2B SaaS 行业。
The second point is that is looking at the B2BS industry in the United States over the past 30 years.
基本上整个行业啊，都是从 Excel 中的某一个场景或者功能拉出去产品化。
Basically, the entire industry comes from a specific scenario or function in Excel and then productizes it.
哇，做成了一家公司。
Established a company.
是，比如说像那个 Salesforce。
For example, like Salesforce.
原本是那些销售在 Excel 里面做那个 CRM。
Originally, those were the ones who were doing CRM in Excel.
然后呢，Salesforce 就把这个场景拉出去，做了一个单独的产品。
Then Salesforce pulled this scenario out and created a standalone product.
再比如说那个 ServiceNow，对吧？
For example, ServiceNow, right?
其实就是一个审批工单的流程化。
In essence, it's a process of standardizing the workflow for handling approval requests.
也是在表格里面去各种扭转的。
Also, there are various twists and turns within the table.
以前这些人也是在 Excel 里面各种 hack 来做这个场景的。
Previously, people were using various hacks in Excel to perform this scenario.
也被它产品化做成了一家公司。
It was also industrialized into a company.
再比如说那个 Workday，
For example, that workday.
这个在美国工作的同学应该都知道。
Everyone working in the US should know this.
反正就是 HR 跟 ERP 的这个表格系统。
Basically, it's the HR and ERP systems table system.
其实之前也是在 Excel 里面去弄的，
Actually, I was doing it in an Excel before.
但是后面就把它产品化了。
But then it was commercialized.
然后再泛一点的，
And be more general.
比如说像 Shopify 这些，Shopify 以
For example, like Shopify.
前的很多那个 Amazon 的商家也是在 Excel 里面管理各种，比如。
Currently, many Amazon sellers also manage various things in Excel.
说素材啊，各种
For example, materials,
物料啊，各种
various materials,
电商相关的东西，然后
various things related to e-commerce.
也是把 Shopify，就是把这些都整合起来做产品化，做成 template。你看，
Then also integrate Shopify and turn these into products, making them templates.
我刚说这些场景，其实。
I see you just mentioned these scenarios.
是以前的人就没有这些产品，之前都是在 Excel 中完成的，或者。
Actually, before these products existed, people were still using Excel to do it.
通过各种办法 hack 出来的，
Or through various means hacked.
然后这个公司呢就把这个垂类的场景给重新拎出来，然后
Then this company would extract these specific scenarios. Then they made it into a product. Structured and permissioned. Then it became a very popular product.
所以以前做 SaaS 的就是比较简单。
So, before, doing SaaS was relatively simple.
为什么呢?
Why?
就是看Excel里面,
Look at the Excel.
大家这个用户用Excel怎么hack一些流程或者场景。
How can users use Excel to hack some processes or scenarios?
他只要把这个场景拎出来做产品化。
He just needs to extract this scenario and turn it into a product.
他就能做出一家比较好的公司。
He can make a good company.
这里也可以类比一下当今时代。
This can also be compared to product substitution.
比如说 ChatGPT也算是一个非常牛逼的产品。
For example, TradeDebt is also a very excellent product.
然后你看。 大家在ChatGPT里面hack什么场景?
Then look at what everyone is hacking in TradeDebt.
比如说有陪伴类的, 对吧?
For example, there are companionship services, right?
也有这个做PPT的。
There's also someone who makes PPTs.
有做这个文档处理的。
Then this document is complete.
然后有做coding的, 这些分别拎出来。
Then, we need to separate these coding tasks into different categories. Each cell is a very relevant product. Then, let's do Excel.
就大家知道Excel其实是全世界最大的编程语言。
Everyone knows that Excel is actually the largest programming language in the world.
Excel的深度
Excel's depth.
用户就是把Excel真正当成工作去用的人。
Users are those who truly use Excel as a tool for work.
大概全球有7.5亿左右。
Approximately 7.5 billion.
其实你在用Excel的时候本
Actually, when you are using Excel.
至少就是在写代码。
In essence, it's about writing code.
比如说，你写那个function的时候。
For example, when you write a function,
写那个函数的时候,
when you write that function,
至少你知道我们编程的人都会写函数,
basically, you know that programmers will write functions.
都要写那些函数,
write all the functions.
而且它可以做得非常 fancy,
and it can be very fancy.
比如说一个函数的输出,
tell me the output of a function.
可以等于另外一个函数的输入
can be equal to the input of another function.
所以你可以写非常复杂的程序在Excel里面。 还有一个比较牛逼的点是什么呢?
So, you can write non-recursive complex programs in Excel, and one of the cool things about it is
就是Excel天然是一个full stack的一个开发程序。
Excel is a natural development program for food tags.
就是你可以全栈式的开发这个程序。You
can fully develop this program in a full stack manner.
是，比如说像数据库，对吧？
For example, like a database.
你可以专门有一个 tab.
You can have a dedicated tab.
就是一个 spaceship.
A Spanish ship.
就是专门存储那些数据的。That's
where the data is stored.
然后比如说 backend 就是后端。
For example, back can refer to the backend.
你可以专门有个 tab.
You can have a dedicated tape.
是存储各种
store various.
比如说函数啊
For example, functions.
数学公式啊
Mathematical formulas.
包括各个表格之间的关系这些
This includes the relationships between different tables.
然后前端的图形界面你也可以
Then, the front-end, front-end, and front-end graphics can also be
customized, 你可以定制化。
You can customize it.
去怎么去展示这些图表啊，表格。
How to display these charts and tables?
这些还可以加各种输入输出的控制。
These also include input and output devices.
所以你看，他一个人就可以全栈式的开发整一套东西。
Look, if you can develop a custom cell, then you can develop the entire custom cell.
这个比如说你现在看，感觉是非常直觉。
For example, you are very intuitive.
因为你看，一人公司很多。
Because you have seen a lot of Excel.
那就在宣传这个概念是吧？
Is this the concept you're promoting?
就效率很高。
Very efficient.
不需要开这么多会是吧？就以前那个时代，就是 Excel 也类似。
It doesn't need to be so complicated, just like it was in the previous era, where Excel was also similar.
可以做到相同的效果。
Can achieve the same effect.
比如说，一个投行的分析师，他。
For example, a financial analyst at an investment bank.
分析一家公司的。
Analyze the company.Right.
可能要做调研，做。
He might be doing research.
这个数据分析，然后。
Do this data analysis.
然后去做模型，然后。
Then make a model.
然后做估值的。
Then perform valuation.
行，就是如果你要交给不同的人来同时管理这个东西是非常复杂的。
This is very complex. If you want to give different people to manage this thing at the same time,
而且每一步都涉及到很多个人的。
And each step involves a lot of individual people.
比如说直觉上的判断什么之类的。所以
For example, things like intuitive judgment.
也最好就是一个人就是处理整个流程的东西。很多同行的分析师非常喜欢 Excel。
So, the best approach is to handle the entire process independently, as many analysts are not very happy with the way things are currently being handled.
其实就是这个原因。
That's the reason.
还有一点呢。
There is one more thing.
我觉得比较牛逼的点是什么呢？是。
What are the impressive aspects of it?
它是贴着人类的心智模型习惯去设计的。
It is designed to follow the habits of human cognitive models.
比如说，在非常早之前就。
For example, a long time ago,
人类对表格这个东西就有很强的认知，对吧？
Humans had a strong understanding of tables.
也。
Right?
不是 Excel 发明出来的，很。
Not invented by Excel.
很早很早之前就有了。
It has been around for a long time.
1970年就有了，然后。
It may have been in the 1970s.
然后大家就已经熟悉了这个。
Then everyone has already become familiar with it.
这东西非常久。
This thing is very old.
然后大家都默认知道 ，OK， 行是一二三四五零这样子的排序的。
Then everyone knew that OK was a sorting method like 1, 2, 3, 4.50 right
字排序
number sorting
然后列就是 ABCD 这么一个排序
then the result is the sorting act
因为用户对一个新的系统或者新的标准
because users are familiar with a new system or a new standard
他的理解是有非常巨大的惯性的
its understanding has a very large inertia
就他一旦习惯了一个系统之后
Once it has become accustomed to a system,
它其实是非常难改变的。
It is actually very difficult to change.
所以如果一个非常好的产品啊，
So if a very good product,
它能够有效的利用，
It can effectively use,
比如说用户过去的习惯或者它的认知系统。
For example, the user's past habits or his cognitive system.
然后去对吧
Then go right
在推他的新产品的时候
When promoting his new product
这个时候用户就几乎没有什么学习成本
At this time users have almost no learning cost
比如说我举个例子啊
For example let me give you an example
就我觉得 Coco 在这个方面就是比较失败的
I think Coco failed in this aspect
它就用 terminal 这种大家不太熟悉的系统。
He uses a terminal, which is a system that not everyone is familiar with.
因为 terminal 说白了是 Windows 之前。
Because in essence, the terminal is a precursor to Windows.
就是在没有图形界面之前推出的这个系统。
This is a system that was launched before the graphical user interface.
但是你知道大家更所熟悉的是图形界面 GUI 那套系统。再跟大家说一个有趣故事啊。
But did you know that the most familiar system to everyone is the graphical interface? And I have a fun story to tell you.
就当年 Microsoft 准备推 Excel 的时候
When Microsoft was preparing to launch Excel,
1985年他第一个发布的平台并没有选自家的 Windows.
In 1985, the first platform he released didn't use Windows, which he developed himself.
而是选了竞争对手 Mac 去发布他这一款爆款的程序。
Instead, he chose to release his popular program on the platform of his competitor Mac.
是，然后因为什么
？Then why？
是因为这个 Bill Gates 就判断说，当时这个 Microsoft 它主要还是以命令行为主嘛。
Because Bill Gates judged that at the time Microsoft was mainly based on command line interfaces.
这个体验不太好。
This experience is not good.
然后呢
？Then
Mac 它的 GUI 它的图形界面做得特别好。
Mac his GUI is particularly well designed.
然后 Excel 应该是要在图形界面上报的。
Then Excel should report on the graph in the graphical interface.
所以他选择了在竞争对手平台上发布这个产品。
Therefore, he chose to release this product on a competing platform.
然后一旦推出
Once launched,
果然这个 Excel 直接就成为当年最现象级的 killer app.
Indeed, this Excel directly became the most phenomenal killer app of the year.
然后也同时带着 Mac 一起起飞
Then, they also took the Mac with them.
对了，那 Excel 也自己起飞了。
But Excel has also taken off.
但我觉得这里非常核心点。
But I think this is a very core point.
就是他把一个非常复杂的东西。
It's about how he simplifies a very complex thing.
比如说一个编程语言变成了一个就是人人都可编程的一个平台。
For example, a system where many people can program, a system becomes a platform that everyone can program.
最后来说一下这个 Excel 的这个 aha moment, 就用户一用。
Finally, let's talk about this Excel. I'll use it in a moment.
就
Well,
马上爱上这个产品的那个时刻是什么？
What is the moment when you immediately fall in love with a product?
这个爆点的功能是什么呢？就
What is the function of this reporting feature?
就是它的自动重算的系统。
Is its automatic recalculation system?
就是说你只要在 Excel 里面改一个数字。
That is, as long as you change a number in Excel.
然后它相关的这个数字跟表格都会自动更新。
Then the corresponding number and the table will be automatically updated.
因为以前的电子表格 ，Excel 并不是第一个电子表格。
Because previous spreadsheets such as Excel were not the first.
就是以前电子表格非常复杂。
Previously, spreadsheets were very complex.
就是你改了一个数字。
It's just that you changed a number.
你要自己一个个的去改。
You need to modify them one by one.
相对应的数字就非常麻烦。
The corresponding numbers are not troublesome.
但是 Excel 呢，就通过一个函数。
However, Excel uses a single function.
把所有的数字 link 在一起了。
Combine all the numbers.
所以比如说你给一个财务报表。
For example, if you give a financial statement,
对吧
？Right.
意思是，比如说这个税率从20%变到40%。
For example.The tax rate changes from 20% to 40%.
那你只要改这个数字。
Just change this number.
然后整个财务报表相关的部分都会自动帮你改。
Then the entire section related to financial statements will be automatically modified for you.
就它像一个非常专业的会计一样。
As if it were a very professional accountant.
只改那些需要重改的部分。
Modify only the parts that require significant changes.
不会，就是动到一些不该动的地方。
It's just that some places shouldn't be touched.
而且这个速度非常快。
And this speed is very fast.
就是一改，全部都自动改好了。
It's all automatically corrected.
所以就让大家感觉你可以玩这个系统。
So let everyone feel that they can play this system.
就是比如说你可以模拟各种不同的情况。
For example, you can simulate various different situations.
然后马上看到这个反馈的结果。
Then immediately see the result of this feedback.
这个反馈链路因为非常快。
This feedback loop is very fast.
快，它带给人家的这个正反馈的刺激也非常快。总结来说，就是 Excel 给我带来了非常多的新的灵感跟启发。
The positive feedback that it provides, which reminds me of home, is also a summary of how Excel has given me a lot of new inspiration and insights.
而且你越研究这个产品，你
And the more you research this product,
你越发现它的精妙之处。更本质是什么呢？
What is more important about discovering its intricacies?
就是不要试图让用户变成工程师。
Don't try to turn users into engineers.
而是设计一个系统。
Instead, design a system.
然后把这个工程的复杂度给吞掉。
Then swallow the complexity of this project.
这个才是用户更需要的产品。
This is the product that users really need.
而且就是说能不能让普通用户第一次上手的时候
And also, can we make it so that first-time users can easily get started?
在30秒内
In 30 seconds,
他就感觉到自己变得非常强
He felt very strong.
所以我感觉像 Cloudco 啊或者 Chatbot 这种
And I feel like Cloudco or Tribe.
我觉得不一定是 AI 产品。
I don't think it's necessarily a BOI product.
未来最终的这个产品形态跟范式一定会出现一个更好的交互方式跟形态。
The final product form and paradigm will definitely have a better interaction and form.
所以分享给大家。
So I'm sharing this with you all.
希望对大家有所帮助跟启发。
Hope this is helpful and inspiring to everyone.